In 1983, Robert Gallo told an expectant world he had isolated a new virus, a deadly killer that caused AIDS, was sexually transmitted, and had no known cure. 23 years later, the industrial medical complex argues the exact same position. But now it appears the jury's still out. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. Today on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head, what we never hear about AIDS. I remember Gallo's announcement in 83 and the corresponding explosion in the media. Newspapers, TV reporters, all scrambling to report on the hottest medical health story of the century. It's too bad no one stopped the fever long enough to check the facts, because there's a lot of dissent building against these three main truths about AIDS. First one, AIDS is caused by HIV. Second, AIDS is sexually transmitted. And third, there's no cure. Numerous scientists have been speaking out against one or other or all of these AIDS postulates since Gallo first brought his findings. And the dissenters are pretty clear. Gallo and the enormous AIDS research machine are dead wrong. Flavia Pacheco is a documentary filmmaker who tested positive for hepatitis C a few years ago, a close cousin of HIV. She didn't believe the diagnosis, and on her journey to discover what was going on, ran smack into the misinformation wall that surrounds these so-called retroviral diseases. Flavia, paint us a picture. How is the scientific world dividing here?
We can say that there are two major groups of people today. The first one being the main group, the mainstream group, and the second one, which is called the dissident group. The main group will state as a fact that HIV is the cause of AIDS, that AIDS is a deadly disease, and that AIDS is sexually transmitted. The dissident group has evidence, scientific evidence, to say that there is no such proof that HIV causes AIDS. There's no such proof that AIDS is sexually transmitted, and certainly there is proof that AIDS has a cure, and people have recovered fully from full-blown AIDS several times all around the planet.
But what are they basing this argument on, that HIV does not cause AIDS? How are they arguing against this theory?
For you to say that something is causing something, you must first prove that that something exists, that virus actually isolated, it's cultivated. That has never been done. The basic postulates for virus isolations have not been respected, have not been applied, and still to this day, there has been no development on that. Once we get to the point that it has been proven, then you can affirm that. But the fact of the matter is, you cannot say that. And when you say that, you're leaving out the possibilities for the search of what is HIV. If it's not a virus, then what is it?
Well, this is all a little shocking for our poor minds, Flavia, which have been fed a steady diet of the "you got to use a condom or you'll die" propaganda that we've been submitted to for about 20 years now. Help us poor, misguided people out a little, would you?
Well, if you think of AIDS as we have spoken about it now, try to think in a different way. Try to think of AIDS as a syndrome, as something caused by several different factors, right? It's very hard to have two people, except, you know, if they're living under the same exact conditions, that will have the same amount of toxicity. You always have, you know, differences between two people or more peoples. So you try to imagine that AIDS is a result of a whole bunch of factors and not caused by a virus who will be transmitted in one or two or three or 2,000 sexual exchanges.
Well, now we really need help. I mean, we're running around getting HIV tests from our next sexual partners because we want to know if they're going to transfer this mysterious virus that you're saying is not the cause of AIDS. So help us to understand this. Are we going to get AIDS from sex?
There's actually a lot of evidence of how AIDS is not sexually transmitted. Out of the main group came out a very serious study called the Padian paper, heterosexual transmission of human immune deficiency virus in Northern California, a 10-year study. The Padian paper found that male-to-female transmission, 0.0009, female-to-male transmission is 8 times lower than that. Yeah. So basically, there is no heterosexual transmission, according to the Padian paper, from a mainstream infectologist who still believes in HIV. So she just doesn't believe in the heterosexual transmission anymore because she has found no heterosexual transmission.
Well, it only leaves us one myth to tackle then, and that's the one that AIDS is not curable. And I'm sure you have an argument against that one as well.
There's plenty of evidence that AIDS is curable. There's written evidence, there's evidence in the internet, and there's a legion of people who are living alive and well with HIV, with the diagnosis of HIV. The ELISA, which is the test, has 71 possibilities of cross-reaction. You might test positive for HIV and not have any kind of immune deficiency whatsoever. And there's a whole legion of people who were supposed to be dead and are alive and well. The testing is faulty. Everybody knows that, and yet people are misinformed about that and are not aware that false positives do occur. At first, it was AIDS without HIV. Now they've changed the name. So they say that there are no longer cases of AIDS without HIV. And the fact is they have changed the name of the disease. But it's exactly the same thing as AIDS. But a lot of people have AIDS, are dying of AIDS, and do not test positive for HIV.
AIDS, the kiss of death, or worthy of a little more investigation? You don't want to think with the mainstream scientist's head on this one. We'll be back to explore more on this and many other topics later on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones.